The convention, which is the first since the 2016 general elections, was under the theme Local Government Reform Elections of MMDCEs for Rapid Development in Ghana. The convention, which forms part of the PPP's constitutional requirement of having a convention at least every year, also marked the party's 5 years of existence in the Ghanaian political landscape. It therefore brought together party faithful and sympathizers from constituency to the national level. Some of the issues discussed at the convention included the presentation of the financial report of the party, performance of the youth and women groups of the party, and some challenges which have confronted the party so far. The party's 2016 presidential candidate, Dr. Pakwesi Indum, challenged President Akufo-Addo to take a second look at some of the policies, such as the free senior high school and one district, one factory implemented so far.
One district, one factory is good, but it has not gone far enough. We need organized infrastructure, industrial estates with water, roads, electricity, and tax breaks that make the investments work. And so I say to President Nana Akufo-Addo, remember Commander Sugar Factory. Remember the Iron Su Starch Factory and others. What we need are not isolated factories here and there. We need a critical mass for the investments to be successful. And it is the Akans who say, Dua Kruje Huma, Obu. So you can't just have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 factories here and there. One factory for every district. We need industrial estates.
The chairman of the National Executive Committee, Nialute Bruhamon, assays that despite the various attempts to thwart the effort of the PPP, it remains the only and best alternative to the two major parties in the country. As part of preparations towards the 2020 elections, he explained that the party is putting in place measures to attract new members, especially the youth, into the PPP. From the Bogatanga municipality, this has been Dangma Felix Lambert reporting for Radio Ghana.